Join Pat Council on designing your life today. Get tips and techniques for having better health, more wealth, and learn to cultivate fruitful relationships. Build your dream life by learning to use what you already have to get started. You have what it takes because you're built by design to win. Never give up. Instead, power up. Make the commitment now to do life with power.
Hey, you guys, this is Pat Council. Welcome to Tone It Up Tuesday on Designing Your Life Today. We are still celebrating you. This is November 3rd, and we are going to continue to celebrate you until the end of this month. If you missed yesterday's show about creating value, you want to go and listen to that show. Find out about you. Learn to celebrate you, and you'll be surprised. Any issues that you may be having, a lot of that's going to disappear for you. All right, let's talk a little bit about eliminate to illuminate, and it's not what you think. All right, maybe it is. We're going to talk about foods, and we're going to talk about habits, and we're going to talk about thoughts that you perhaps want to pay attention to that could be affecting your ability to shine and be your very best in life. So let's get right to it. Foods, certain habits, types of thoughts that they can either illuminate your life by boosting your energy, or they can do the exact opposite. In other words, if you eat the wrong foods, if you have really poor daily habits and your thoughts are on the negative side, or you're the type of person always you have a tendency to worry, then your thoughts can actually zap your energy and you can kind of have a brain fog, and so you're just not having a good day or a good life, or your life's not as good as it could possibly be. You're not doing life with power. You're coming from a position of weakness. And so today, this is Tone It Up Tuesday, so we're going to talk a lot about the foods you eat and some of the habits that you have that actually, instead of allowing you to shine, you kind of got a dull edge going on. And so we're going to tell you how to get rid of that dull edge today. And you know what? As I talk about some of these foods, you actually might be surprised at some of the foods and some of the habits. And so we're going to kind of get right to it here, because I really want to get through all of the foods and the different habits and everything, and get to how to solve some of this. We're not going to tell you how to solve all of it because, hey, we don't know how to solve all of it. But some of the things that I have tried, I've gone through, and really overcome, then I can definitely talk about that with much, much confidence and much certainty, and letting you know that, yes, it does, in fact, work. Also, as you're listening to this show right here on the page that you're listening to the show on, you can see the different links there. And if you click on those links, anything that I recommend to you, you'll be able to find, get more information on some of the products, some of the different techniques and the different things that I'm going to recommend to you. Anything all month long, we're going to make it very easy for you. If you're listening to the show on different pages, you want to go to blog.designingyourlifetoday.com/blog, and you can actually listen to the show while you click on the various links. And of course, if you're listening to it on other sites, most of the sites have a link that you can click to that will take you directly to the necessary page. So you can check out, as I said, some of the products and some of the different techniques and some of the ideas that we have for you. And of course, don't forget to stop by designingyourlifetoday.com, and you can get lots of information there too about many of the things that we talk about on our show. All right, with that being said, let's kind of get to it. First of all, let's deal with the foods that we eat. You know what? Most of us know that there are foods that we should stay away from, right? We know that there are foods that we absolutely should not eat, that these foods aren't the best for us. But you might be surprised by the ones that you want to consider eliminating, because some of these foods, a lot of us eat these foods often. Now, I used to eat some of these foods often until I did my homework. That's why it's so important to educate yourself about the foods you eat. Know what you are putting into your body. So, With that being said, let's jump right to it. I'm going to get to the one that I consider to be the surprising one first, and that would be bagels. Okay, you really don't want to eat a lot of bagels, especially starchy white bagels. And some of the flavored varieties, sometimes we have a tendency to think that because they are onion or garlic or poppy seed, that these are better than just the plain white bagels. Well, they're all on the same, I guess, wavelength, if you will. They're on the same page here. They're all hanging out together. They're not cousins. They're like brothers and sisters when it comes to the bagel family. And so you really want to stay away from them because all of them are starchy white. And they're made with refined wheat flour that's been stripped of the fiber. And so that's really the real reason why you want to eat the whole grains is because you need the fiber in your body. So if it's been stripped of its fiber, then that means it's been stripped of its nutrients. And that's going to kind of take away the health benefits of that. So you really want to stay away from the bagel. Because here's the thing, when you're eating the bagel and it's been stripped away of all its nutrients and the fiber, at that point it just becomes like junk food. So bagels, no, we got to take them off the list. And a lot of people eat these. When you go into your office, there's donuts, there's bagels and cream cheese. And so we think that we're eating healthy and we're not. And as a result of eating food that has almost no nutritional value, well, it's actually not causing you to illuminate. In other words, it's affecting your body. It's affecting how your mind. And so it brings you down. It actually zaps your energy and it makes you tired. When we eat starchy white food, they make us tired. All right, here's another one. Margarine. A lot of people eat margarine because they see margarine as a great alternative to butter. And the thing is, of course, now these foods that I'm talking about, you want to be sure as always to talk to your doctor. Listen, I'm not a doctor. I'm telling you, these foods that I'm mentioning, these are foods that I used to eat. And when I learned about these foods and what they were doing to my body, I got rid of them. So back to margarine. Most brands of stick margarine is actually loaded with trans fat. That's the toxic fat that increases bad cholesterol and lowers good cholesterol. It actually promotes kind of clotting and it damages your blood vessels. And so at 100 calories per tablespoon, which if you actually read the label on the box, you'll see that margarine is 100 calories per tablespoon. It's not doing your waistline any good. So it's not the best thing for you to eat. Now you say, well, what am I eating? What should I eat? Because, hey, I've been eating margarine my whole life and they sold us on a bill of goods that margarine is actually better than butter. Well, as an alternative to stick margarine, you might use a variety of one of the reduced calorie trans fat free brands. If you are so accustomed to eating the margarine, it's in the it comes in the tubs, and so it's softer. It's kind of like whipped butter or a, let's say, a buttery type product, but it's reduced calorie, it's trans fat free brands. So if you prefer the taste of butter, then you can actually use a small amount of whipped butter, once again, sold in the tub. More air in something, it actually means less fat, it means less calories. And so I learned that when I needed to drop a lot of weight. I started doing my homework on all of these different foods. And so these are foods that people eat every single day. Now, I don't need to kind of belabor the point on this next one. Colas. Actually, drinking sodas is not good for you. 100% of the calories in regular soda comes from sugar or high fructose corn syrup. It's kind of like liquid candy. And so I know for those of you saying, well, you know what? I drink the soda that has no sugar in it. But the thing is that it still does affect your body. It affects your bones. And so I did a show on that a couple of years ago. And so you really want to look into, is that really the kind of food that you want to eat? We're going to do a couple of more of these, and then we're going to talk some about the habits that you want to pay attention to. And then some of the thoughts that you have and how those thoughts are really affecting you. Yeah. And I'm kind of about to get ahead of myself here, but I'm just going to go ahead and say it. You ever met a person who like is so bogged down with all these unpleasant thoughts? It shows in their face. It shows in how they carry themselves and everything else. Here's another one. Toaster pastries. A lot of times, because people are in a hurry, they want to get out the door, they want to get to work, they want to get to their office or wherever it is they're going. And so they grab a toaster pastry. Now, I was famous for that one, too. Different flavors of Pop-Tart. They were my favorite. I mean, two were in a pack. And so I thought, okay, that's going to hold me until I eat again, or because my goal was to actually just get some breakfast in me. And in my mind, that was breakfast. But it talks about the fact that it has real fruit and these kind of things. But you know what? It's fruit flavors, and it has almost no real fruit. So it only has a tiny little bit of real fruit, and the rest of it, it's just packed with sugar. And not to mention the fact it's made with white flour. And so the thing is that you really want to pay attention to those types of foods. Now, I actually don't eat those anymore. I stopped eating them because it made me feel sluggish, and I didn't know why I was feeling sluggish at the time. But I've since learned a lot more. So I don't eat the toaster pastries anymore. By the way, I'm going to post a picture, and you guys can go and check it out on our Facebook page on Designing Your Life Today, or you can go to my pat.council page on Facebook. I shared last month that I went to South Carolina, and while I was up there, I went to my aunt's funeral. And so while I was there, I made my rounds and visited different family members. And the night before I left to come back to Florida, I had to stay in Columbia because I had to take a different route to get back to Florida because the roads were closed off because of flooding. Well, I stayed with my cousin, and the next morning he got up and there's certain things that I eat for breakfast, and I'm so proud of myself. And so I'm going to post this picture because I want you guys to see that when I talk about my health, that I take these things very seriously, that I'm not just like, I don't just recommend a bunch of products to you guys. It's not just it's not about making money off of you and that kind of thing. I recommend these products because these are actually products that I use. I believe in them, and I know that they work. And so the picture that I'm going to show you is actually a breakfast that I ate in lieu of, because they didn't have yogurt and some of the other types of yogurt that I eat. And they eat reasonably healthy, though, but they didn't have the types of foods that I eat. And so I'm going to post a picture, and you'll see the boiled egg there and the fruit and that kind of thing that my cousin, he so graciously prepared that for me. It's the first time he ever made breakfast for me, so that was pretty cool. So I'm going to share that with you because I want you to see that, hey, I'm authentic, you guys, when I talk about eating certain foods. And the times when I'm bad, I tell you that too. Like at the beginning of the year, I told you I picked up the 15 pounds. Yeah, I dropped those pounds, but it took me a while. So anyway, the point is that you really want to pay attention to what you're putting into your mouth for breakfast or period. All right. And speaking of or period, here's two other foods, and then we're going to move on because, as I said, I want to be able to talk about some of the habits that you want to pay attention to that are also taking away, that you want to eliminate these habits so that you can be more illuminated, so you can have off the charts energy. So you're not walking around when someone asks you how you're doing. You ever met a person like that? And you ask them, you know, how's it going? Or how you're doing, and the first thing, you know, oh, well, I'm tired, you know, I'm so tired, you know, I'm okay. And just listening to them, it just like drains the energy out of you. And see, I'm one of these upbeat, excited people and full of energy. And so I like to be around those kinds of people. But I also know that the people who aren't so full of energy like that, it's not because they're lazy or anything like that. It could be because of their habits. And so that's why we're talking about this today. The object The game is for you to love you enough to celebrate you, take care of you, be good to you. And everything else is going to start to fall in place for you over time. And not only that, people that are connected to you, that are in your sphere of influence, you know, you're going to be a great influence on them. They're going to see and they're going to make necessary changes in your life. So we're going to do a couple more of these foods, and then we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about habits and thoughts that you want to eliminate so that you can be more illuminated. All right. So here's the thing. Hot dogs. Now, hot dogs, it's a quick meal, and people will grab one for lunch and that kind of thing. But 80% of the calories in a regular hot dog, it actually comes from fat. And if you ever read the ingredients, it's like everything that's left over from the pig, the cow, you know, so, and the turkey and the chicken, it's everything that's left over that nobody wants to eat, right? So it's all the fatty stuff that they would normally probably, well, flush down the toilet. Yeah, I know that's gross, but hey, that gives you an idea of what you're eating. So, you know, regularly eating processed meats like hot dogs, actually that's been linked to risk of heart disease, even colon cancer. So what you want to do is you actually want to swap out your hot dogs and maybe get the lean chicken or turkey sausages. Okay, so you get far less fat and higher quality protein, because that's the object of the game. And here's the beautiful part is when you switch over and get the turkey sausages or the lean chicken sausages, you're going to get, they taste better, first of all. But the other side to that coin is that you're not going to miss the hot dog. So you're not going to miss all that fat, because it's almost, it's not like you're eating the same thing, but it's kind of similar to it, just with more flavor. So that's one. Here's the final one that I want to talk about before we take a quick break. And then we're going to come back and we're going to talk some more about habits and some of the thoughts that you can get away, that you want to give up, because it is really affecting your ability to do life with power, your ability to get the things that you want. If you're one of those people that's been kind of struggling with your weight, kind of struggling with being able to connect with people, being able to get your energy up, if you feel tired all the time, then you want to hear about the habits and the thoughts, because I'm telling you, these are very simple changes that you can make that will actually take your energy to a whole nother level. The final one I have for you is another one of my favorites that I had to give up. And I haven't had it in such a long time until I actually don't miss it. And that's movie theater popcorn. Delicious or what, I tell you. So the thing about that is movie theater popcorn is like, you might as well just take the fat and just like paste it on yourself, because it's like a fat disaster when you are eating movie popcorn. They pop the kernels in large quantities of coconut oil. And under normal circumstances, coconut oil can be good for you. Now, it depends on you and your makeup. So once again, you want to talk to your doctor about what's the best type of oil for you to eat. And you know, they're so different. Sunflower seed oil, coconut oil, there's olive oil, extra virgin olive oil. And I know a lot of times they recommend that everybody eats extra virgin, use extra virgin olive oil, but that's not always the case. And we're not going to talk about that today, but perhaps we'll talk about the different oils on another show. I did share that several months ago about some of the oils, but we're going to kind of dive into that a little bit more. You'll be surprised. And as to how you can just immediately start to drop weight just by using the right type of oil. So the thing about it is that they use high quantities of coconut oil, which is more than 90% saturated fat. And of course, that's the fat that you should be trying to limit in your diet. And so worse yet, the portions of the coconut oil that they use, it's way out of control. And so the thing is that if you go and you order, a medium-sized popcorn, then a medium size could be piled high with up to 20 cups of greasy popcorn, and that's like 1,200 plus calories, 60 grams of saturated fat. And before you even factor in the buttery topping, which I don't know about you, but who eats popcorn without the buttery topping? I know I don't want to. So before you even factor that in, now you see that just the popcorn alone, 1,200 plus calories. And so the thing about that is I used to love to eat the movie theater popcorn. And now what do? Is I kind of carry my own healthy chips to the movies, because it's kind of, we're kind of programmed to chew on something, some type of food while we're in the theater. And so I kind of carry my own, and some theaters sell tortilla chips, but even those, they're made very differently if they're not baked, and depends on how they're cooked. And that also can be a calorie disaster for you. So those are some of the foods that if you eliminate, then you're going to start to feel a whole lot better. You're going to become more illuminated. Your energy is going to go up. You're going to be happier. And you'll see that all of a sudden, it's almost like if you've been walking around with a brain fog, it's like somebody turned the lights on or the sun came up, because you're going to feel so much more excited about life. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. Then we're going to come back and we're just going to talk a little bit more about habits and the types of thoughts that can either illuminate your life by boosting your energy, or it can zap your energy. So we're going to talk about those in just a moment, and then we're going to say goodbye to you guys for today. We'll be back shortly. Hey, you guys, this is Pat Council. I want to, first of all, thank you for listening to Designing Your Life Today. But I want to take a moment to remind you to subscribe to our free Design a Lifestyle newsletter. Now, I'm going to give you some great reasons to sign up. First of all, lots of free stuff. You get first access to free limited edition resources and limited edition simple money making ebooks, first notice of upcoming giveaways, books, and t-shirts, and you can even get the opportunity to register to win free goodie bags that has great lifestyle products in those bags. Also, you get access to free personal growth books to download directly into your library, and content tailored to developing a lifestyle for better health and wealth, and content that's tailored specifically to you. Through your questions and through you interacting with me, I'm going to learn more about your needs and your wants, and I will take the time to deliver information that matters to you. And you're going to find that information in our newsletters. Also, no motivational hype in our newsletters, just inspirational, factual ideas that will help you design your best life. You're going to get wealth resources that actually matter, and connecting to websites and webinars and the different wealth gurus is going to be oh so helpful. So we're going to bring you that information, and it's going to provide you with the guidelines for generating your own wealth, increasing your income. And finally, you are going to get the free Power Up Daily Routine Blueprint Guide that you can follow. So you'll get lots of tips and instructions each month on how to actually set up your own daily routine, that power routine that I talk about on the show often. We're going to give you some downloads at the end of our shows this month, but in our newsletter, we're going to take it a step further. So you want to go to designeryourlifetoday.com, click on Get Signed Up for Newsletter, get signed up. All right, we're going to get back to our show. Hey, you guys, welcome back to Designing Your Life Today. This is your host, Pat Council, and we're talking about eliminating to illuminate things that you want to eliminate, habits that you want to get rid of that aren't serving you in your best interests and your best health, and actually taking you toward living your best life, things that you just absolutely really want to consider dismissing from your life. Okay, we're going to talk a little bit longer or a little bit more about some of the habits, and then we're going to talk about a couple of thoughts, because there are lots of thoughts that we could pay attention to, but in the interest of time, we're only going to do a few. Now, some of the habits that you want to pay attention to. If you're one of those people who are like a workaholic and just absolutely have to get things done and you work through your vacations, you don't take breaks, well, that's a habit that you may want to eliminate. Because you ever seen a person that works all the time? I mean, you can look at them and tell that they do just that, that they have no life. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy and Jane definitely a dull girl. And I was one of those people that used to work all the time. I mean, work was like my play. And it still is, but I amplify playing by not working, by doing something very different, by doing some of the things that I absolutely love. So you don't want to work through your vacation. You don't want to work through every single break. I get it. You want to make more money, but I don't understand that. Why make more money just so you can be burnt out, exhausted, and not be able to enjoy it? So take those breaks and take that vacation. Now, since this is Tone It Up Tuesday, and you know what? The other thing too is that not taking those breaks, it does affect your health in time. So since this is Tone It Up Tuesday, let's talk a little bit more about your health. And this is another habit, checking emails at bedtime, but not just checking the emails, but looking at your all of the technology, the glaring light from your different devices, from your iPad and the different tablets that you have, the smartphone and your computer's backlit screen. That actually can throw off your body's natural circadian rhythm, and it suppresses your melatonin, and that's a hormone that helps regulate sleep and your sleep and your wake cycles. And so you really need to get sleep. When it's time to go to bed, you want to go to bed. Now, if you can't avoid checking your devices before you go to sleep, then you want to hold that device at least, let's say, maybe 14 inches or so away from your face so that you can reduce the risk of sleep interference. But here's another solution for you. If you're one of those people that, and I'm actually one of those people, so I'm confessing here to you guys that I'm one of those people who sometimes I look at my tablet. That's like the last thing that I look at before I go to sleep is my tablet. Sometimes I watch Netflix on my tablet. Now, I have a different kind of bedtime routine in terms of having my quiet time and the prayer time in the evenings. However, there are times when there are shows that I just want to watch, or CW. I don't get a chance to watch one of my favorite shows, which is The Flash. And I don't always get a chance to watch that. Why? Because I'm working or because I'm doing something else. And so the thing about that is sometimes I like to play catch up. So I am guilty of this, but what do? I have products that can help me with that. And once again, I'll post pictures because I want you guys to see that these are actual products that I use and that I believe in. So I'm not just trying to recommend things to you that won't work or just so that you can spend your money. Now, because this isn't free, but it's not expensive. That's the beautiful part about it. And it's going to last you for a long time. So I use a brain and sleep support system. It's made well, the link is on the site there. You can go there and click on it. You can read all about it and what it does. So I don't want to take up all of our time doing like one big commercial here. So I want to make sure I get these tips to you. So any of the links or anything that I mentioned here, you can go to blog.designingyourlifetoday.com/blog, or you can go to designingyourlifetoday.com, or if you're listening to this on another site, then go to blog.designingyourlifetoday.com, where you can actually listen to the show if you need to follow along, and you can click on the links as we go. So anyway, back to that. So you want a melatonin sleep aid if you're one of those people like me. So I do use a sleep aid, and it's called Sleep Support and Renewal. And so I use that, and I like it because it's all natural. So it's not it has no man-made chemicals in it. I'm not a fan of man-made drugs. So it has no man-made chemicals, so it's all natural. And it's easy. I don't particularly care to swallow pills, but I do take vitamins, and they, of course, a lot of them come in pill form, except for the gummy ones, in which case I buy the gummy ones. Not saying they're the best because they have sugar in them, but I still want to get the vitamin in there in you know, ingest it. So, but this is great because all I have to do, it's a spray. So I just spray it, and then swallow it. And then, hey, in a few minutes, I'm asleep, whether I want to go to sleep or not, it puts me to sleep. So it's great. The other thing is, while we're talking about habits that you want to pay attention to, is you don't want to skip breakfast. People skip breakfast, and you know, the food you eat, it fuels your body. And so when you're asleep, of course, you know, your body continues using what you consumed at dinner. And now if you're one of those people who overate, then I don't know if you should really eat breakfast. But the point is, I'm not a doctor. Check with your doctor. But the point is that your body has used up all of that fuel. And so you need to refuel when you get up in the morning. Okay, and you don't want to refuel on those pastries. There are different things that you can eat, different. I'm going to be posting some of the recipes for things that I make for myself because I eat pretty healthy as far as I know. You know, I eat pretty good. So, and it's working for me. My energy is really up there. And so that's the key, is you want to be so illuminated to when you're in people's spaces, they use phrases like you're always on. And that's what people tell me. They say, do you ever turn off? Yeah, I do, but you don't get to see it because it's at night. But the point is that I'm on, and it's authentic. I am legitimately full of lots of energy. The other thing is, while we're talking about habits, is if you're a perfectionist, you want to kind of, well, stop it. Striving to be perfect, which, let's face it, it's not that easy to do. It's actually next to impossible to do. And it makes you work much harder and longer than necessary, only to not get the results that you're after. So now you're poking holes in your sense of self-worth. And so being a perfectionist actually is connected to self-esteem issues. And so the thing is that if you're a perfectionist, listen, everybody makes mistakes. And I'm not saying that you should settle for being less than excellent. There's a difference between excellence and perfectionism. And but what I am saying to you is that if you make a mistake, or if it doesn't come out perfectly, I'm saying cut yourself some slack. And not only that, you might want to consider, because see, perfectionists, they work on something forever and it never gets finished. So you want to set a time limit for yourself if you have projects that you need to finish, and you want to obey that time limit and say, hey, ready or not, I'm moving forward with it. Because, you know, life is a continuous journey and you're supposed to constantly move forward and move upward to the next level in life. Well, if you're a perfectionist, they have a hard time moving forward. Why? Because they think it's never ready. So you want to kind of eliminate that habit. That's going to suck the life right out of you. Here's another one. Always worrying. People who worry a lot, oh my goodness, they are so, I just have to say it. I mean, I don't even, you know, like being in their space for long periods of time. I mean, I can deal with people and get along with people and hang out with people, but I can tell you, somebody who's always worrying and full of anxiety, that really does take its toll on everyone that's in your space. And so, you know, if you're one of those people that make mountains out of molehills, that take things way, you know, farther than they need to go. And I've been there, done that with that. I mean, there are things where I was so nitpicky, you know, until I was even annoying myself. And I thought, oh my goodness. So one day I had to take a look at that and say, you know what? Do you like the feeling that you're left with as a result of going through all of this anxiety? No, of course not. You know, anxiety can paralyze you and it mentally exhausts you. And if you're mentally exhausted, there's nothing illuminating about you. Okay, you are dull. Why? Because your energy has been zapped and you've done it to yourself. So if you're a person who worries, you know, the Bible says be anxious for nothing. And so you want to let it go and just give it your best, and then trust for the best, expect the best, and hope that it's going to work out. Hey, believe in yourself a little bit more. Okay, finally, let's wrap up by talking about a couple of thoughts that can really hurt you. Oh, wait, here's a habit that I must mention this. For people who like to watch the news before they go to bed, I don't get that. They watch the news. Why? Because they want to know what's going to happen or what's happening, what's been happening all day or what happened during the day or whatever. I don't even understand the logic behind it because I don't watch the news at night, period. And then they watch it at night. It's the last thing they watch. And I hear people say this. Well, you know, the last thing I watch before I go to sleep is the 11 o'clock news and then I go to bed. And what's the first thing that they do in the morning? I get up and I turn the TV on to hear what's going on in the news. I need to know what's going on in the world. So what are you going to do about a lot of the stuff that you hear on the news? Now, I'm not telling you that you need to totally eliminate the news from your life. I mean, there are some things that you can find out about. For example, when I went to South Carolina and everything was flooded and all the roads were closed off, I needed to find out when they were going to open the roads or what was my alternative. You know, did I have an alternative route or what was I going to do or should I even be out there? But you know what? Once I got the answer to that question, I turned that stuff off because they ran the same stories over and over and over again. And the more I sat and I watched for a few minutes and I didn't turn it off because I was at someone else's home, but I sat there and I watched it for a few minutes. And after a while I thought, oh my goodness, it made me tired. It made me listless. And then at some point it made me feel a little bit anxious because watching all of the things that people were going through, does it mean that I don't empathize with them? No, of course I empathize with what they're going through. However, if there's nothing I can do, or this might sound a little tacky, but if there's nothing I'm going to do or nothing I want to do, because we have choices in this world and it's about living your life to the fullest. And yeah, if I could help, I would help, you know, being honest. However, the thing is, if I'm not going to do anything about it though, or I can't do anything about it, why am I sitting there watching it over and over again? So the news, definitely you want to either eliminate it or kind of minimize it down to the bare minimum. Find out what you need to know and move on. You know, so here's the thing. Let's talk about a couple of thoughts. There are certain thoughts that you want to either eliminate or you want to modify. For example, if you are harboring unforgiveness, you want to eliminate that. Okay, and you want to forgive that person. You want to let whatever that issue is dissolve and disappear from your life because it's affecting your health. It's affecting your ability to make decisions that will move you forward. It's affecting your ability to actually do a good job and attract the things into your life that you want or to bring the best forward. It's affecting your ability to see how amazing you really are and to really create true value for others that you're connected to. So that is definitely a thought that you want to eliminate. The other one is, now denial can be a good thing sometimes, but let's talk about the not so good part of denial. Denial is good, for example, when in your mind you see yourself eating a pie and you say, no, I'm not going to eat this whole pie, or I'm not even going to eat pie because once I start eating sugar, then I'm going to crave more sugar. So that's good. But denial in the sense where you deny yourself the best life, things that you know that you want, and you get the opportunity to have the best, and you say, no, that's not for me, or no, I'd probably mess it up, or no, I couldn't make that work. So now you know what you're doing? You're denying yourself the very thing that you want, and as a result, you're zapping your energy again. You are not illuminating on any level whatsoever. As a matter of fact, that bright light that you have that shines within, it's getting duller by the minute. And so you really want to pay attention to two things: unforgiveness and denial. What are you denying yourself that you absolutely deserve to have? You know, be smart enough, be courageous enough, love yourself enough to say yes to the thing that you know that you want. And don't worry about if it's going to work out for you. Don't worry about that part. If you're not hurting anybody, then you know what? Reach out and get the best that you deserve to have in your life. Well, now, as we wrap up for today, how do you solve all of this? It's simple. Well, it's not simple, but the solutions are fairly simple. Number one, make some firm decisions as to what you're going to do and how you want your life to look. Pay attention to your life. So make some decisions. Hey, are you going to watch the news at 11 o'clock and get up and watch it in the morning and bombard yourself with negativity at night and go to sleep with that on you in your head? I mean, are you going to continue to do the things that are counterproductive to you having and living your best life? So make some decisions about what you're going to eliminate and do it. Okay. The other thing is, what are your goals? Look at the things that you're doing that perhaps you should eliminate. For example, if it's your goal to become more physically fit, to lose some weight, or just to feel better overall, are you going to eliminate eating some of those foods that you know that are hurting you or preventing you from achieving that goal? So you want to pay attention to your goals and be sure that your behavior aligns with the goals that you set for your life. And the final thing is you want to definitely develop a power routine. Now, the power routine, as I said, you can click on the link and you can see the power routine and at least the start of it. When I put it together, I started looking at it and I said, wow, this is pretty big. And it's big only in the sense, or extensive, only in the sense that there's so many of you that are listening to the show and so many of us that want different things that you have to kind of develop your own power routine. So what I'm going to do is I'm breaking it up into bits and pieces. So we're kind of starting with a quick morning daily power routine. And then we're going to do night, and then we're going to put some things in the middle there for you to give you some ideas is as to how to develop your own power routine. When you develop your power routine, listen, you will have no problem eliminating a lot of the things that don't serve you. Why? Because these are things that are powerless. And so you're going to get rid of things that are powerless, and you're going to adopt what's powerful. And so when you start to pay attention to these different things, then you will get to where it is you want to be. Ah, one more as we wrap up for today. I cannot close without saying this one. I almost forgot it. Do not skip exercising. I know wintertime is coming, and it's such a great excuse to say, you know what, it's wintertime, I'll work it off when the summer comes, spring and summer. I'll join the gym in January. But right now, it's just too cold and I'm not going outside. Well, guess what? Ha! I have the no excuse exercise kit for you. Click on the link and you can see some of the things. You have to put your own kit together. I have a little, some exercise equipment that I use here. It's not expensive, but I can tell you it's going to give you a great workout. Your body's going to feel good. And in the wintertime, it's actually going to warm you up. And not only that, you're going to feel great because you followed through on exercising and you didn't allow a little thing like the weather. For those of you that are living in the snowy states, you're going to love this no excuse exercise kit. So click on the link and check out some of the tools that come with the exercise kit. You're going to enjoy or you're going to love the solutions here that I've provided for you. And as I said, I use all of these tools. And so you'll start to see pictures, and I'll post pictures, and you'll of course see me using these different tools and exercise equipment. Hey, that's all I have for you today on this Tone It Up Tuesday. You know what? Take the time to look at your life and decide what you're going to eliminate so that you can illuminate, so you can shine brightly, have energy that's off the charts. And guess what? You're doing life with power. You guys enjoy this Tone It Up Tuesday.